Hello and welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to a voice note review of Crystal Palace 1, Chelsea 1. Chelsea winless at the beginning of 2025 and seeing what we all thought was a blip maybe turn into quite a bad run of form. 2 points from their previous 12, 1 point against Palace and 1 point against Everton. See Chelsea really, really in amongst it for a top four race. Newcastle winning 2-1 at Tottenham today did cause problems and does mean that Chelsea are now looking over their shoulder as they continue to make a chase for that top four spot. A good thing from today though is Cole Palmer did continue some inspiring form. A great run by Jadon Sancho and he finished it off early doors in the first half. And one other good thing was the rise of Josh Achimpong making his first senior start for Chelsea Football Club and putting in quite a distinguished and valiant performance at centre-back, keeping it simple and getting the job done. But it wasn't enough for Chelsea to see out the result. Jean-Philippe Mateta scoring late on in the game and my God, making me hate the Wenger boys, which is something I never thought that I would say. Because when people say, Louis, do you like the Wenger boys? I often say, yes, I do like the Wenger boys. But not when Jean-Philippe Mateta scores. Then they can fuck off. But aside from that, obviously, the game was not what Chelsea wanted. One win in five now, and Enzo Maresca will have some questions asked of him. And of course, we'll hear his thoughts on the game in the presser later. But now, I'm going to hand you over to Dan and Tom with everything else.
So, obviously, there's a lot of negatives today, and I think it'd be very natural to come on here and start talking about the lack of subs, the failures with Jackson to finish chances, and so on and so on. But I want to talk about one positive. I think the biggest positive was the emergence of an 18-year-old playing his first Premier League game as defender, as a starter, and that is Josh Achimpong, a player that me and Louis and many others have been speaking about for a while. It was really positive to see him start at centre-back, and I really hope that's a start of something for his career at Chelsea, because I think he made some good blocks during the game. He had some loose passes, but he is an 18-year-old starting what proved to be quite a tricky game for Chelsea in the Premier League away from home. And I think it was notable. And I've got to give credit to Maresca for making that change. And hopefully we see a lot more of Josh between now and the end of the season.
Dan's right, it is far too easy just to talk about the pitfalls of this game because there are a few and it is now something which is happening far too often and no doubt we'll talk about it later in the show. But let's be positive, Josh Achimpong, a fantastic addition to this team, a player which me and Dan both called for in the preview and we both got to see. So thumbs up for that. And this is what Enzo Maresca had to say about the teenager's performance.
All the players for me, they were good today. But if I have to decide for one, I think for sure Josh was our best player because of the age, because it was the first game. And the reason why is because I already said with you many times that Josh for me is can be a top player for this club, but he needs the right path, the right moment. With young players, you have to decide in which moment. And we decide today because we saw that he's ready. Today, I think he show how good he is. Now, again, because the age, he has to slow down, work hard, and take the next chance.
Wow. Big statement there by Enzo Maresca. And I have to say, if you aren't as excited for the future as I am with Josh Achimpong and not listen to that with a massive smile on your face after a pretty poor couple of weeks, my word. Are you even a Chelsea fan? That is some big, big news and a big, big step in the right direction for Enzo Maresca and Chelsea with Josh Achimpong after he finally signed his new contract. But of course, there are the pitfalls that we do need to talk about today. Again, Enzo Maresca did not make very many changes, only two in comparison to games earlier in the season where he was using all of his changes and making a big difference at every single point in the game. He was asked in the presser about this and this was his answer.
No, I said because now we change. I ask you, which player was to change today?
You had Nkunku and Felix on the bench.
Yeah, but for who? No. It's just I know that is my job, but sometimes when we do some change, it's because there is one that is not doing enough. And we change for another one. Or simple, because the one that is playing is tired or is not pressing good. And today, I think the 11 that they were in the pitch, they were all good. Pedro was very good. Jadon was very good. Nico was good. Cole was good. Enzo was good. Moy was good. Josh was good. Make change for change, I don't like. I like to make change when there is any reason why. And the reason why we changed Nico is because he was pressing, was a bit tired, 10 minutes, 15 minutes to go. Mark is fresh, new energy. And exactly the same with the Noni, with Jadon. So this is the reason why.
I don't know about that response. I think, look, from mine and Dan's perspective, we've definitely said this a lot, as the score and Rambles have on final score, more change needs to be made. And when he says he only makes change when things really need changing, I do worry that he's not watching the same game as everybody else, because Chelsea, again, looked extremely leggy in the second half and could have had some changes made far, far sooner than they were, and not just Nicholas Jackson. There was a lot that could have been done. But he did also say later on in the press conference that with two centre-backs out as well, despite the trust he's shown in Josh Achimpong, hopefully something will happen in the market. He basically said, look, these two are out, let's see what happens. And if that is the case, then maybe Chelsea are going to need to delve into the market, because Chelsea might have a big squad, but the big question is the strength there in depth? But that is enough from me, and that is enough from Dan and Enzo Maresca. We're going to hand you over now to Tom for Stat Shaggers.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Right, 2025 starts in another mediocre way, like 2024 ended, Chelsea drawing away at Crystal Palace. That's 2 points now in four games. And any chat that was once, well, from us, it was always never really a thing, but title race chat is definitely gone. And now with Newcastle in great form, City winning games again, it's now all about clinging on to our top four spot. And we need to change our form around very, very quickly indeed. But let's talk about the game, and specifically for me, about stats. They had two big chances. We had one. XG was pretty similar. They had 1.01. We had 1.3. We had all the ball, as we expect to in these games, 62% to their 38%. Had a few decent chances, to be fair. I'm going to talk mainly there about certain players now. Nicholas Jackson is one. He had three pretty decent chances and three shots off target. I think he's got to do better with at least one of them. He doesn't. And as a result, we don't make it 2-0. And we don't win the game. Jadon Sancho, great assist for Palmer's goal. Really, really smart assist. And he was cooking, if you like, for want of a better phrase, in the first half. 95% accurate passes as well, 36 from 38. So he was clearly in a decent patch today. Two key passes and obviously that one big chance created. So a good shift from Jadon Sancho. Cole Palmer scored the goal. Also made five key passes, most notably, I think, from that amazing ball through to Jackson, who really probably should do better, ends up hitting it off target with the outside of his foot, which of course we have seen him score from against West Ham, but he doesn't score and doesn't get it on target. So he's a bit unlucky not to also get an assist, but there's also the negative side today of Cole Palmer's performance. He lost the ball 17 times, which to be fair is often him trying to do things, but still. And then there's also one error leading to the goal, which of course Palace scored in what seemed like quite predictable fashion later on. It felt like we weren't quite in control of the game at that point. And then Josh Achimpong, his debut today in the Premier League. Satisfactory, I think, is the word I would say. He didn't put any foot wrong. I think if had we won this 1-0, you'd say, yeah, fair play. In terms of on the ground, he was perfect. 71, well, not perfect, but 71 out of 83 accurate passes at 86%. So nothing really glaringly wrong there. He did win his only ground duel of the game. But aerially, he was found a little bit wanting and won 0 of his 5 aerial duels in this game. So generally, it was an okay performance. I think 1-1 is probably fair, to be honest, but it's 2 points in four games, and that's the problem. Had that been after a couple of wins, I don't think anyone would be moaning, but it's 2 points in four games. A couple of now quite big games coming up at Stamford Bridge, Bournemouth and Wolves, and we have to win them both. Otherwise, the trouble's brewing. Anyway, up the Chelsea.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Tom's right, 2 points from 12 is simply not good enough, and Chelsea need to win those big games in the Premier League. FA Cup up next, of course, as well, so hopefully Chelsea players are going to get a little bit of a rest, and we are going to see some rotation in this team with a few youngsters coming in against Morecambe. But that has been your voice note review of Crystal Palace 1, Chelsea 1. Make sure to let us know your thoughts on our socials at the Chelsea Echo on X and at the Chelsea Echo _ on Instagram. This has, of course, been your voice note review. If you've enjoyed this, give it a 5-star review. It really does help us here at the Chelsea Echo. So much more coming this season, and we will be back for the next fixture, as well as any big transfer news that does come your way, because it looks like we might be busy this month. I've been Louis, that was Dan, that was Tom, that was Enzo Maresca, and we'll see you for the next one.